It's lovely to see you and welcome to this Christmas service. Great to have you here. So, what's in a name? A few weeks ago, I received a WhatsApp video from a little yellow bear I have been on speaking terms with for many years. And I thought I could use that on Boxing Day. So, this is the video, and then hopefully you'll see why I'm using it. Maybe you'll just be confused.
What's going on? Well, we are working, we are. It's just, this is Mummy's song. Listen. And yes, we've got the digital radio. It was in one of the boxes, finally. Here we go. Wait for it. We've picked the wrong time, haven't we? Wait, listen. You'll see it.
Paul Simon.
No!
You can call me Al.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Good old Popmaster today.
Song.
Two good contestants.
See you.
Give me another.
My song.
Let us know.
Just in case you didn't know, you can call me Al. And I can call him Al because that's his name. His name is Alan. So I asked him, I said, is it okay to use that clip in the service on Boxing Day? And you know what he said? He said, so long as I get the going rate for a ministry gift. I need to clear that with Simon. I'm still not sure about that. But I gave him some homework. I said, Alan, I want you to find out what your name means, and then you can tell us in the service. So I'm just going to go and ask him if he knows what his name means. Go on, Al.
Do you want me to come to the front so people can see me?
No, I think it's fine.
Okay. So I thought this would make me famous, you see, but obviously not. I'll talk in here. My name means handsome rock in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, it means handsome rock.
Would you believe that? Handsome rock in the Hebrew. I thought it might be handsome brute, but there you go, handsome rock. Now then. Does anybody else here, any of the children, any of the adults, know what your name means? Okay, you know your name, but do you know what your name actually means? Everybody's name has a meaning. Richard? Pardon? Stern ruler. Anna? Full of grace. Wonderful.
Gary?
Again?
Pauline is small.
Well, we love her. Norman? Supporter of the church. Does it actually mean that?
Yes, someone supports the church.
Wow.
And that's why you see so often someone quite soon called near an old church.
He really does live up to his name. Yeah. Anne. Oh, Polly. Moving swiftly on. If you don't know, you can just make it up. Christine. Belonging to Christ, what a great... Christelle.
My name is Little Christ.
Little Christ. And Jilly didn't know what Jill meant until lunchtime.
Child of the gods.
I'll make no further comment. Okay. It's interesting with names, because in our society, names are important to us. Clearly, people take a lot of time choosing children's names. But in a sense, I think our names are more like labels than anything else. But in the Hebrew culture, in the world of the Bible, names really did mean a lot. And about 500 years before Jesus was born, Isaiah prophesied about his coming. He said many things. One thing he said is in Isaiah 9, verse 6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given." Can I just pause there and say, notice even there's something different about the birth of Jesus. He's both born and he is given. Born like any other human baby and yet given. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. So to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, so he's going to rule the world. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor. Does anybody know what a counselor is? Any thoughts? Well, in Bible days, a counselor was a wise advisor. So have you ever had a dilemma and you've not known what to do and you've said, Jesus, will you show me? Somebody in this building who told me during the last week that's what they did. They said, I didn't know what to do, and I asked Jesus, and I immediately got a sense of what was the right way forward. Wonderful Counselor, it's one of his names. Mighty God, and that's really important for what's coming, because from next Sunday we're going to be looking at the Gospel of John. And John talks about Jesus in many ways, but the thing he keeps emphasizing is that he is the mighty God who has become a human being, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There's so much worry, isn't there? So much anxiety, so much understandable turbulence at the moment. But where Jesus rules, there is peace. And Isaiah goes on to say, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. It's like wherever the government of Jesus increases, peace increases. The more he rules your life, the more you'll have peace. You can search and search for peace and not find it, but if Jesus governs, there will be peace. Now, they're just a few of the names of Jesus out of many. Can anybody think of other names of Jesus? Obviously, Jesus, which means Savior, saves people from their sins. Can you think of any other names of Jesus?
Emmanuel.
Which means God with us, particularly associated with this time of year. Other names? Deliverer. I am. There are so many, aren't there? King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Throughout the Bible, there are so many names, and they all actually mean something about Jesus. Now, let me finish. Oh, I didn't tell you my name, Stephen. It means a crown. And I used to think that was really appropriate, because my mum often said when I was small that she could crown me. But that's another story. Whatever our names are, and whatever our names mean, and they mean lovely things, we know that we often don't live up to our names. Sometimes, perhaps, but most of the time not. But Jesus lives up to all his names. So if you have a sense of guilt, guilty conscience, and you need forgiveness, Jesus, he will save you from your sins. If your life feels empty and lonely, he will be to you Emmanuel, God with us. If you need guidance, if you need direction, you can ask him for wisdom and he'll give it to you. He's a wonderful counselor. He's the Prince of Peace. If you're anxious, if you're in distress, if you let Jesus rule your life, he will give you peace that passes understanding. And if you'll give up all your gods and all your idols, you'll discover that you weren't made for them, but you were made for the one who is the mighty God. I became a Christian when I was about 7 or 8, and I'm now nearly 65. I've known Jesus all these years, and I can say to you, Jesus lives up to all his names. We don't necessarily live up to ours. He lives up to his, and he will always be true, and he'll never let you down. So I'll pray, and then I'll hand back to Phil. How we thank you for the wonderful name of Jesus, for all that that name means. Lord, you are precious to us, and we thank you that you are true to every name that you carry. Thank you for how you have proved yourself in our lives. Thank you are a faithful friend. And as we look back on this year, another year of disruption, another year of ups and downs, we thank you that in it all you have been faithful to us personally and faithful to us as a church. And as we step into this new year, we do so deliberately, placing our hands in yours and looking to you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.